Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, it was October 15th, 1991. Me and my girlfriend stop at an auto parts store in my pickup and pull right up front and just run inside. And I had an old lifted pickup that was a 4-speed and it came.
Uh-oh. Hello?
And asked her to start it up. Well, I just throw it in first gear instead of using my parking brake. She reaches over, hits the key in the gas, and it fires up and takes off and pushes me right through the wall of the auto parts store.
Oh, damn.
No way. Did you go through a window or a wall?
Wall and the window.
And you went through it.
And then it broke my femur in half, and I was underneath the truck screaming.
But wait a minute. Wait. Hang on.
Off of me.
You literally went through the wall and window.
Yeah, my truck was like 3/4 of the way in the store.
Jesus Christ.
So you got in the zone.
What's that?
Nothing.
Okay. So how long were you screaming and all the rest of this before an ambulance, I assume, showed up?
I don't know how long I was screaming until the people that worked there came over to me and kind of calmed me down. And she backed the truck off me, and I was like laid out in a bunch of motor oil. And they picked my leg up, and my foot was pointed down, and it broke completely in half.
Mm.
And, so that sucked.
Yeah, I bet it did. How long was the recovery on
did
that?
Did that suck? I was going to ask, did that suck, or was that awesome?
It was, I was in the hospital for about a week, but then it took about, I was on crutches for probably about a month.
How much longer did you date this woman?
That's not the worst, man.
Yeah, it's funny. Kind of now it's funny. As soon as I could walk without crutches, she dumped me. So
she waited for you to get help. She dumped you.
Yeah, that was the end of that. So now in front of that auto parts store and the gas station, they have these big concrete bollards that keep everyone from driving through the side of the building.
Do you like to brag to people and say, hey, man, I'm partially responsible for that?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Like, yeah, that's for me.
All right. It's like that donut shop in Auburn. I don't know if it's still there, but it was kind of famous.
Right there on Auburn Way?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's still there, yeah.
And they had to put out concrete barriers.
Is it the donut hole, maybe?
Something.
It's got a big donut sign.
Right, but the road just kind of curves right there, but I guess people kept missing it and running into that donut shop.
When I lived in Rochester, there was a guy. He lived, and this was every freaking year, especially in the winter, but there's a three-way intersection, right? So it's a T-shaped intersection. But the driveway to his house lined up with the north-south road.
So you just look, it looks like you go straight.
Now, we lived there, so we knew, obviously not to keep going. But, if you were not from there or you were unfamiliar, you would keep taking this road. And people plowed into his garage. It probably happened, three times a year. So, and especially in the wintertime, people try to jam on the brakes. Car goes completely out of control. And my father would always say, I just don't understand why he hasn't moved the driveway. Well, lo and behold, after the third year of witnessing this, and I believe it had been happening before that, We're driving down that road, get to the intersection. His driveway has moved probably 30 feet from where it used to be.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They just couldn't do it anymore. And the guy's like, dude, my garage gets destroyed every single year.
I think you were thinking of Donut Star, Ted. And if this image is updated, yeah, they still have the concrete barriers out in front of that thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Yeah. Good. That's on your way to, like, White River, right?
Correct. And Mike knows this. And if you live in Edumclaw, you got to drive past White River, right? You get off there in Auburn, blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, years ago, right? The first girl I dated lived in Edumclaw. And I was like, what is with that? And she's like, oh, people run into it all the time.
Twice, Mike. A couple weeks ago, speaking of being in your car. So they have like 18, a portion of 18 shut down. You cannot get on 18.
Yeah.
And I was down in Auburn. So what do? White River.
There you go.
Just start booking it half an hour down there. Guess what's closed?
Oh, no.
There's a bridge.
The little bridge.
No. You kidding.
Son of a gun.
Half hour. I had to turn it all the way back down. I was like, God.
No, you didn't. I could have gotten you around, Miles.
You know what? I just didn't know what to do with that.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, man, I don't know the back roads. Right. This sucks. That was when like I-5 was shut down, 405 was shut down. I mean, just you.
That little section of 18.
Anywhere you drove that weekend, you were just
It was like
screaming.
Literally like half a mile of 18 was closed. From C Street to Auburn Way.
That's it. Christ. What's up with your story involving a car? 206-803-ROCK.
That damn C Street.
Well, yeah. It was like, it was nothing. It's like, I don't know what it is that they're pulling through there. They had to be doing something on that overpass.
I'm convinced that we're just going to close the roads because we can.
Right. Why not?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, Brent. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
So I was about 16 years old, just got my license. My twin brother and I both just got it. We had this, like, really bad beater on the Civic. And I think we bought it from some dude who probably was just selling it because it crapped out and fixed, like, the battery on it or whatever.
Yeah.
It was like $1,000. But my parents were like, oh, it's a good deal, you know. And you guys could share the car, of course. So we're like, okay, yeah, we'll just share the car. Cool, you know, like, because we already shared everything. So it didn't really matter. And so we're like having fun, living life, finally got a car. And this kid moved to our school about a year before. We had become friends with him and stuff. He's kind of a quieter kid. And throughout that, he'd explained to us that his dad had passed away from cancer. And him and his dad's thing was they restored like a really nice old like 1950s Ford truck, right?
Uh-huh.
And okay, cool, yeah. And so we see him one day after school walking home, and he lives out like 6 miles away from school because he's a small town. Everyone kind of knows where everyone lives, you know. And we're like, hey man, what are you doing walking? We thought you were driving, you know. And he's like, nah, like, you know, my mom won't let me drive any car, stuff like that. We're like, okay, you need a ride home? Yeah. So we pick him up, we give him a ride home. And he's like, oh, you guys want to see that truck? And we're like, yeah, dude, of course. He shows us the truck. And it was kind of like a movie scene when he showed us the truck. You know, he had tarp over it. It was in, like, the garage.
Right.
Pulled the tarp off. It's all polished. Super nice. I mean, I don't even know how much money this thing's worth. So couldn't imagine. And he's like, oh, you guys want to take it for a spin? we're like, yeah, dude, sick. Like, that'd be awesome. And we're like, yeah, you guys want to drive? We're like, no, you know, it's not our truck. We were trying to be respectful at that time, you know. And he hops in the truck. He's like, all right, cool, let's go. We get in the truck, too. There's no seat belts in this truck, by the way.
Of course, when
they were restoring it, if that was kind of their thing, like, hey, we're not going to put seat belts in there, you know. I don't know. So we hop in. We're driving. He's going about, I don't know, 50 or 60 at this point. He kind of seemed like he hadn't really drove a lot. And it was a manual truck, obviously, being that old. So we pull down this road, and we're, like, in the back roads now. And you can either go a sharp, like, button hook turn left, or you go into, like, a gravel, like, one lane, like, over a creek road that goes over, like, a little bridge, you know? So he starts going, like, 80. He starts speeding up, and we're all like, okay, yeah, like, not really caring. And he tries to turn left, doesn't make it, fishtails, completely swerves back right, goes over, doesn't even make it to the bridge, just goes over, like, the creek, shoots off the creek. Last thing I remember was the impact of that, and then waking up, and the truck's, like, smoking, and we're, like, 15 feet down, like, with like, the water.
Oh,
oof.
And the truck's completely totaled, you know what I mean? And we're like, what do? We wake up, and we had to completely, there was, so, like, weight balance where we were at. We couldn't just get out of the truck, so we had to crawl, like, one by one and, like, calculate our weights so it didn't tip fully. And, like, out of the back of the window, I guess, and then crawled up, finally got on the road, and now we're all, like, tripping. We're like, dude, what do we do? You know, like, we can't tell our parents. Like, we're screwed. And waited for about an hour, and then he called his mom's brother, I think, who it was. And his mom's brother was in the military, and this is kind of by JBLM where we're at. And he calls him up, and he's like, hey, you know that truck that we all restored? And his brother kind of immediately knew, like, nah, don't tell me, you know, you guys messed up. So he pulls up, and he's like, hey, just don't tell mom. And at this point, I'm like, well, I don't know how I'm going to get home or anything like that. Like, we're like 10 minutes away from even his house, which is like 30 minutes from mine. And his brother was like, I'll be there in 2 hours. We're like, okay, military time, you know, tells us military time. And so he doesn't know military time. And then we tell him, no, this is what he means, you know. So I don't know why we even were thinking about that. But my arm was completely broken, too. So I'm, like, sitting there with a broken arm and probably a concussion. His buddies pull up with their Jeeps, and they have a winch, and they winch it out. It took, like, 4 hours. Jesus. We get it back to his house finally, right, like, probably before his mom got there, I think, and then get in my car. I go home. My parents are asking, like, where were you, all this stuff, and we totally lie to them. I don't know what lie we told them. And then I see in the next, like, couple days at school, and he's like, hey, man, my mom still doesn't know, you know. She hasn't gone in the garage yet. And I'm like, oh, just throw the tarp over it, you know. I guess we'll ride this out and see, you know, how far we can get. And his mom found out, and then he kind of ratted on us and said that we were the ones driving.
Oh.
Yeah, brutal. And then, of course, his mom is going AWOL and calls my mom, because, like, they're kind of friends, you know what I mean? They're, like, they know each other. So then I get home from school, unbeknownst to me and my brother. We don't know any of this happened yet. I get home from school. Both my parents are waiting there and just absolutely, like, go scolded Earth on us. Then turns out that he didn't have a license. We didn't know that. And he's never driven the truck before.
Oh, that was
not
the best
manual.
And he was going 80 miles an hour on a dirt road. Good times.
God damn, man.
That's the way to learn, dude.
What's your story involving a car? 206-803-ROCK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.